I'm Lorraine Oryx. You're in the pit at Newstead, which is a small community venue / micro pub / sports pavilion. Quick story. So we was drunk one night and my friend suggested that I reopen the station hotel in the pub, in the village. And I said, that's too big, but we could do with a micro pub. And after then I campaigned and we eventually got this building from the council. It took us 18 months. We had to go to petition. We had to go present to the mayor. And in the end, we got a yes vote. All the community came together, donated materials, donated time, and built this little bar. It's part of the sports pavilion, so there's still football teams, cricket teams here, but this middle bit would have been the clubhouse, but it was basically a storage room. We have changed, we've just had a big refurb, but it's always been vintage themed, retro themed. Originally we had lots of mining memorabilia around the place, but we felt we'd done that, we've progressed on a little bit, we do a lot of grassroots music now, and we wanted to change the vibe a little bit, make it a little bit more modern, a bit more contemporary. So a lot of real ales, which I support other micro breweries. So they're all local. Everything comes from Nottinghamshire. Obviously, apart from the main brands of lager that I've got on the pumps. But we were just real ale originally. But because we are the only pub in the village, we had to expand our offerings. So now we've got lagers and ciders as well. We have such a mixed customer base. So people from the village of all ages, people from Annesley, Hucknall, Limby, the football teams, the cricket club. We've had people travel from even as far as Scotland and London and that for the music that we put on. My only background I've got in hospitality is I grew up in a pub. But other than that, I'm actually a trained drug and alcohol worker, believe it or not. Oh, they're demolished now. But yeah, both my mum and my aunties both ran numerous sort of working men's clubs type places back in the 70s. Sutton, Huthwaite, around those areas, yeah, around Ashfield. Yeah, this is me. This is what I do. The opening night was amazing. So we had the press was all down here. Ken Bonsall from Ferocious Dog came and did a slot and did the opening for us. The mayor cut the ribbon. Jamie Thrasavulu did some mining poetry. We drank, bizarrely enough, Prosecco, which was a little bit out of place. But yeah, I don't know, phenomenal to have turned it around in what was such a long battle, but to have finally got there, it was, yeah, just amazing, amazing feeling. The difference is when I first moved here, I was working, so it was more a place, it was about the location. So being in the countryside, the ease of the location. So I went to work, came home, didn't really know anybody in the village for years, until 5 years ago. Now I know just about everybody. You know, there's so many people in the same position as myself, adults, who didn't know anybody else that was doing the same thing as me. And that was one of the key points when I opened this was, you know, we needed to reduce that social isolation in adults, because 20, 30, 40-year-olds get it as well. And if you're in a little village where you've got nowhere to go and meet other people, you still get isolated. It's not just the elders. So, yeah, it's a beautiful location. We're really blessed.
Right, let's head back to the welfare. This time walk up a little bit further to the Remembrance Gardens and then go to the next and final track.